One of the things I love about real estate sites and real estate seminars is the common thread for most of them is either one or several formulas that it's just guaranteed to get you from point A to point B and faster than the average guy. I'm here to tell you, this coming October is 45 years being licensed in the business. The only formulas that ever worked for me was to make sure to cash the checks. The rest of it is this. One of the formulas I've learned is a formula about formulas. They all work until the day they don't. Here's what I mean. Fix and flippers have this formula. They want to buy it at a certain percentage of prefix value. Sometimes they want to say what's a percentage of post-fix-up value. It's very low, and they know that if they can buy it at that price or lower, they're going to come out okay. There was recently a very insightful article on Bigger Pockets, and it spoke of how this wholesaler liked to find fix-up properties, and he would wholesale them and make a decent quick profit giving those properties and the contracts to buy those properties to these fix and flippers. He then kept finding properties where it didn't make sense. He couldn't sell them off to the fix and flippers, but he knew they had equity. He knew that they could be bought for below what he knew was market. He was a highly experienced professional. And he said, look it. And here's the example. The comps easily showed $150,000 value in that neighborhood. Now again, don't say Jeff said, check the comps and then you'll know what's going on. Because most amateurs will look at comps in a neighborhood and it's almost worse than never looking at the comps because they add so much to it and they don't know what they're seeing a lot of times. So they either overshoot or undershoot the runway on value when they do that. This guy is a professional. He's done many, many, many of these. He knows what he's talking about. He sees a property, he says, you know what? This property's worth $150,000, and the owner just said they're going to sell it to me for $107,000. $107,000 isn't low enough for the flippers to buy. However, I have enough money to buy this. I could either get a conventional loan to do it, or in the case of the author of this post, and again, it was an excellent post on Bigger Pockets, he could buy it for $107,000 for cash. He knew that it probably wouldn't earn on the market the $150,000 that the comp said, because I'm not sure he put it this way, but I kind of discerned between the lines there was some functional obsolescence involved that could be fixed up, 10 or 15 grand. He put it on the market for $135,000. Somebody bought it. They wanted to live there. They got a good deal. He made a lot of money, even after commission, sales costs, all that, he made a quick $15,000 to $17,000 in less than a month. Now, why would you pass that up? Well, because the formula said you shouldn't do it. Formulas work until the day they cost you money. You can't be locked in. If there's anything that keeps you in a box, it's a formula. That's what the formula's designed to do. And look at, I'm not saying there are some formulas that aren't great, but the only formula I know that's worked every time it's tried is buy low, sell high. The rest have their days when they just don't do as well. Keep that in mind and forget it at your own risk.